Moose Jaw. Jorard Saddleback of Calgary made another appearance in Moose Jaw Provincial Court on June 26, with Crown prosecutors noting that not much progress is being made in the case, and after a brief discussion another adjournment was made to July 17. Saddleback's most serious charge stems from allegedly firing on members of the Moose Jaw Police Service, MJPS, in October 2022 during an operation involving the MJPS Tactical Response Team, TRT, and Regina SWAT. He made his first court appearance 2 days later on October 24. Saddleback has been charged with serious offenses, including attempted murder, possession of drugs for the purpose of trafficking, possession of a prohibited firearm, possession of proceeds from a crime, and a number of additional firearms and weapon-related offenses. He had previously been sought on a Canada-wide warrant issued out of Calgary for being unlawfully at large. The restricted firearm he allegedly used to fire on police during a brief chase in Moose Jaw was stolen, and had been equipped with a prohibited magazine with a 30-round capacity. As well as the two tactical teams involved, the operation was supported by MJPS patrol members, the K-9 unit, the Criminal Investigation Section, CIS, dispatchers, administration members, crisis negotiators, and a drone pilot. Provincial Court Judge the Honorable Daryl Rayner noted during Saddleback's appearance on June 26 that the case had so far been adjourned 15 times. He said he was concerned that not much progress is being made. Saddleback's lawyer communicated that he was waiting for a promised GLADU report. Such a report, named after a landmark Supreme Court of Canada decision, aims to provide comprehensive pre-sentencing information that takes into account the unique circumstances of Indigenous offenders. It is intended to provide the court with a deeper understanding of the individual's background, including any systemic factors likely to be involved in their relationship to the criminal justice system. Prosecutors expressed their concern that since an April adjournment, the only recorded forward movement on the case file has been a single text message sent to the defense, and a single email received in return asking for more time. "I would have anticipated that counsel would have been engaged in meaningful discussions," Rayner said. He granted the requested adjournment, but expressed his expectation to all parties concerned that the July 17 date would see substantial progress toward resolution and sentencing decisions.